Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with a third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now. Hey, everybody. Good morning. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier, and we have a packed studio today. David is here, of course. Good morning, David.
Hey, Dougie.
Not only that, but Capital Bernie is here. Bernie is sitting under my desk right now. And why is Capital Bern, our dog, in the studio? Because I'm super excited. My friend, Danielle McKinnon, animal intuitive, amazing psychic, and just an amazing human being, is joining us on the phone. Good morning, Danielle.
Amazing. Good morning.
Well, the truth is, I was trying to explain everything because, you know, I know animal intuitive work is a huge part of what you do, but I just feel like since we've gotten to know each other, it's so much deeper than that. I really, you know, there are a lot of psychics out there who aren't particularly spiritual people, and I know you know that. And one of the things that I love about you is when we talk, we don't just talk about, like, you know, seeing energy and predicting things. We talk a lot about, like, self-worth and moving forward and empowerment and trash TV. Like, you're just everything I need.
I know, you're my new best friend.
I love it. So I want you to kind of talk a little bit about, how do you describe your work?
It's really hard to describe my work because there's the animal intuitive part, which is me working with people and their animals to go to the soul level to figure out, based on what the animal's saying and what the human is experiencing, kind of what the animal and human are working together on and how they're going to move forward in their lives. It's basically animal soul contracts. I'm always looking at the connections between people and animals, or then it spills over into the connections between people and people. And that's where it gets, like, it's not like what other people do, so I can't go, oh, I'm a psychic. Oh, it doesn't really fit. But my work is about, what are you supposed to learn from this situation? What can you do about it? How can you move forward in the best way?
And I'm curious, though, but, like, when you woke up one day, did you say, like, oh, I'm just going to become an animal intuitive, and that's what I'm going to do, and it's going to be fantastic? Like, was that, it find you, or did you find it?
I was the kooky animal person, the kooky animal girl as a child, and then I kind of shut that down and played with boys and beer and stuff for a while.
Did you say boys and beer?
Yes, I did.
Could have been boys and deer. You are an animal intuitive.
That's
I wasn't
true.
Sure.
No. Beer with a B.
Okay.
Alcohol.
So you had a foggy few years with boys.
I really did. It was fun, I think. No. And then my dog got sick, and I heard about an animal communicator and took her to see the animal communicator. And basically, after the first sentence is out of his mouth, the one sentence, which was, okay, she's upset because you and your husband have been fighting about your mother. I went, that for me, that was the pivotal moment, like the milestone. That was everything to me. I kind of went, oh, my God, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I pretty much worked as fast as I could to get out of the corporate world. I'd gotten my MBA and kind of worked as hard as I could to start my own business.
And what I love about your business, too, for people that are listening, is you offer a variety of ways that people can connect with you. You've got online classes. You've got free downloads. Your website is one of the most interactive websites that I know. If you haven't checked it out, go to DanielleMcKinnon.com or check her out on Facebook, because you have so much stuff. And it's not,
I love my website.
You have a great website. And what I love is it's not just about you have to connect with Danielle to get a reading. You really try and empower people to do this for themselves as well.
Yes, I do see clients, like, over and over for a little bit, but the whole point is, let's get you to a place where you know how to do this.
Right.
You can get yourself through it. You know how to get yourself back to clear, back to feeling good, or back to open. So I don't want people coming to me every week for 7 years. You know, that's not empowering.
No.
That's not cool.
Not at all.
No.
Yeah. And so you basically, so I'm curious, if you could give us, like, in a nutshell, why do you think, because people are obsessed with their pets. I mean, like, when we tell people that we're having an animal intuitive come on the show, the phone rings off the hook. It's already ringing off the hook. People get super excited about it. Why do you think people have this unique relationship with animals? As a, I mean, we treat pets better than we treat each other.
We do. A lot of us do.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a really easy question to answer. In my work with animals, I've found there to be something called the animal soul contract. And this is basically an agreement that the animal soul and the human soul make before embodiment that, hey, we're going to get together in this lifetime, and I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you do something. So that the animal soul is helping the human do something. When an animal soul contract gets activated, that's when you get these people who are like, oh, my dog is my absolute life. I couldn't survive without her, because there's that feeling, that huge connection there. But it's because the two souls are coming together. They were supposed to come together, and they're working together really towards enlightenment.
And do you think the dog picks the family or the family picks the animal?
Oh, we humans don't do anything.
We got it all misunderstood. We're walking around.
Uh-huh. The animals pick the humans. Like,
okay.
I mean, I meet so many people who feel like, well, I was walking by the pet store, and I had to go in and buy this dog.
Yeah.
And I had no plans on it, and now I absolutely love this dog.
Or, yeah.
This horse came into my life, never expected it, and wow. You know, there's just that huge connection, and it's because it's supposed to happen.
Yeah, when David and I were first talking about getting a dog, he had never had an animal before as a kid, and I grew up with the Dog of the Month Club. I mean, we just had him coming in and coming out. I mean, we always had animals. And David was like, well, he would do all this research, and I was like, you know, you may want to get, like, a beagle, and then suddenly you're in there, and this greyhound is like, hey, and I'm like, it's just about the connection. It's about and we were in a park. Do you remember, David,
yeah,
when we were finding Bernie?
You were right. You
and
were
I was like,
right.
We got to take this dog. Like, it's a moment. So here's the thing. So, guys, I texted Danielle like a crazy person a week ago an image of our dog, and I was like, I got questions about this one. And I don't know if you noticed, but he had, like, his favorite toy in his mouth, and I was sitting on the couch. It had been a long day. So I have a question for you.
No, I didn't notice what he was doing. I was sitting there with my husband. I'm like, Google's texting me in the middle of the night.
Well, it was 7 o'clock for me, 10 o'clock for you.
Yes, I go to bed at 8:30 or
9. Oh, so for you, it's totally the middle of the night. Okay, so here's my question. I think Bernie receives a tremendous amount of attention. We work from home. 9 times out of 10, he gets a 45-minute hike a day. He gets a lot of attention. He has developed this new thing at 5 o'clock. It's like his witching hour. He gets a little crazy. So I kept trying to change the schedule where I thought, okay, you know, maybe if I've got more clients in the evening, I'll take him for his hike at like 3 to stop the 5 o'clock frannies. And I'm talking about like a 45-minute, full-on sweating, like long walk for him. He loves it. But he's developed this thing at 5 o'clock where he seems to get a little bit bored and really wants a tremendous amount of entertainment. And even if I take him out into the yard for 20 minutes and, like, play fetch for a while, he just gets crazy at this particular time. Does he hate us? Does he want to move?
Oh, my God, he totally hates you. Especially David. Here's the thing about Bernie. He is the king. And basically, you know it, gets whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, so, to a degree. But yes, especially with me.
Sorry?
I said to a degree, but I would say especially with me, I'm definitely the wimp with him.
You're saying David's not?
David will acquiesce and like to blame me.
I have more boundaries.
From Bernie's point of view, this is where I'm talking.
Okay.
He's got you guys wrapped around his little paw. You know, he gets whatever he wants. It all goes his way.
He's looking at me right now underneath the desk like she knows exactly what she's talking
about. And he knows exactly what he's doing.
Right.
He wants to play, and he knows that he can get you guys to play. He also says that the two of you, there's a lot of talk between the two of you, where you're feeling bad for him and worrying about him, if he's getting enough love, if he's getting enough exercise, if, you know, are we good parents?
Right.
There's a lot of that kind of talk between the two of you. He's playing that up.
Right. And my new thing now is I tell him that I'm going to tell you. I'll be like, Bernie, I will call Danielle. we use you as like the child psychologist.
Oh, no. So the other thing is when you're having that conversation, you guys are also a little worried. There's a little bit of anxiety there as well. He's picking up on all that. You've got a you've got a very smart dog here.
Yeah.
Very smart. He's working you.
Well, because what I find, especially, like, sometimes if David isn't at home and I'm in the middle of a session, Bernie will sit, like, under my desk or next to me. And if I engage him energetically in any way, he has his paws up on the side of the chair, like, in the middle of a session. If I ignore him, he's annoyed, but he'll fall down on the floor and just conk out for 45 minutes.
Okay, and here's the thing. Dogs don't really get annoyed so much.
Really?
It's not really, like, how do I say it? I feel like you got to ignore him in the morning, and you can put annoyed to it if you want.
Okay.
But he's just going to be like, once he senses you're ignoring him, and there's no anxiety about it, because yes, he watches your actions, but he also feels your energy, he will let go. But if you lay there in bed like, oh no, I feel so bad, but I'm going to lay here, Danielle said to lay here, not going to work.
Right. Right.
You got to have the inside and the outside match. So if you can get the inside and the outside to match, lay there, do not engage him. You got about 2 days and this will go away.
All right.
He's working you. I mean, he...
No, I know. You're totally right, because I do worry about him. Like, oh, he's been home alone for so long. And I'm like, God, I'm giving him too much of a personality. You're totally right.
No. Not too... I mean, they have as much personality, and they have as much, the range of emotions that we have as well.
Mm-hmm.
However, with him, this is not about annoyed or lonely or bored. This is about, I want what I want.
Right.
It's just you're reading the emotions wrong.
You're totally right. Guys, we have to take a quick break. And I need to tell you, this hour, we have something really exciting. Premier, some of the pet products that I absolutely adore, has given us a $150 gift basket worth of toys that you can win. If you go to the Facebook page, like my Facebook page, and enter the sweepstakes, we will announce the winner next week. So many fun toys. You know I'm obsessed with their leash, the Fido fleece. It's so much fun. You can become obsessed with your dog just as I am. Guys, we have my guest today, Danielle McKinnon, who's recognized as one of Bob Alston's top 10 psychics in the country or the world, Danielle? Which one?
I don't know. I think he says ever.
Let's go for the world. If you want to get a reading with Danielle, call us live. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, our number, 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dougal Fraser. It's all pets this hour. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Hi, this is astrologer Stephanie Jones, and the seasons are changing. The sun is in Libra this month, a sign of partnership and balance. So instead of thinking of me, 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 take your partner and go out dancing. Or go out dancing and find a partner. Call me at 323-369-8221 or visit my website at stephanie-jones.com and see where Libra brings the gift of partnership and sharing into your horoscope. That's 323-369-8221.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232. or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a seven-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba. And when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Hey, everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser. Welcome back to the Dougal Fraser Show. I am super excited today because my guest, Danielle McKinnon, is on the phone. And I talked about the fact that Premier is giving away a $150 gift basket full of treats and toys and fun stuff for your pets. We're going to put it on the Facebook page, and you have to upload a photo of your pet because we want to see them. But the phones are ringing off the hook, so I want to go straight to the phones. We have a caller from Los Angeles. Lucia's on the phone. Good morning, Lucia.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So tell Danielle your pet's name and tell us what's going on.
Hi, Danielle. My pet's name is Lucy, and she's a older boxer mix.
Cool.
And, yeah, and I'm just curious about her health, mostly. I want to make sure she's okay, and if there's anything I need to know, dogs can be a little hard to read sometimes.
Especially boxers. I don't know if you've noticed that, but boxers tend to be a little like, nope, everything's totally fine until...
I don't actually know any other boxers, and she's a mix. I've had her forever, though, so I do know her really well, but she has some strange behaviors.
Okay.
She's staring at me right now.
And, you know what, she may not look like we're talking, but we are. So her name, spell her name?
Lucy, L-U-C-Y.
L-U-C-Y. Okay.
Yeah.
So the things that she's showing me, what I'm doing is I'm asking her to kind of put her energy in my body. So whatever then kind of what I feel in my body will be what she wants me to know about her body. So what I'm picking up is my front right arm, which would be her front right leg. The what would I call that? So it's my thumb area, the pad area. There's definitely some arthritis going on in that wrist. And in that foot. Are you aware of that?
No, I know that she's had a little bit more trouble moving around. Mostly I feel like it's in the back end, but that's really funny because she was just licking her front right paw a moment ago.
And then,
so maybe she was like trying to make herself feel better. I don't know.
Like, hello. It's just arthritis, which isn't the end of the world, but there is a stiffness there, and it travels all the way up to below my shoulder. I'm not feeling it in the shoulder. And then... The left arm feels fine, and then from my bum down to my feet is also very arthritis-y. So it's just stiff. It's just like a little heavier than the rest of the body feels. But you know, you can give her fish oil. You can give her flaxseed oil. There's a lot you can do that for that glucosamine that can help. In terms of other pieces of her health, she's showing me. She's bringing me to her nose. I'm not sure why. Oh, you love her nose, huh?
Do you love? That is such a guilty laugh. Do you love her nose?
I'm totally blushing right now. I do love her nose. I have this thing. I like to kiss her on her under nose. I do. It's like her little. I like to play with her little mustache.
I'm like, there's nothing wrong there. And then there was just a lot of love around it. So I'm like, oh. It's very sweet.
Yeah.
You're making me blush, too. That's really
funny.
I'm
so, like, blushing and hot right now. That's hysterical.
All right, hold on. In terms of anything else going on with her health, the only other thing that she shows me, now remember, it's just like when you talk to a person. They don't have to tell you everything that's wrong. They just tell you what they want you to know. So
yeah.
The only other thing I pick up is a little bit of I would call it congestion in the lungs area. Have you noticed her being a little wheezy sometimes?
No, I mean, she has like a variety of symptoms that the vet say can point in a certain place, but it's not. She has like a borderline Cushing's, but there's no real symptoms. They say the only time to treat it is if symptoms get bad. One of the symptoms is panting. So that's the only thing I could think of that has to do with congestion in her lungs. Like, today's a hot day, and when it's hot, she pants, like, excessively.
Okay. In terms of Cushing's, she's not giving me any symptoms for Cushing's, which tells me, not that your vet is wrong, but that it's not active. It's not a big deal at this point in time.
It's been about a year of that, yeah.
Okay, well, and that's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
Because all I'm picking up is arthritis, and usually if it was Cushing's, I would have felt a lot more going on in my body if you wanted us to know about it. I would just keep an eye on the lungs and any wheeziness that comes up, because I do feel wheeziness there. But other than that, she's very happy. She is she gets a lot of very direct attention from you. Yes, we've got the nose thing, but that's not the only thing you're loving.
Oh, I love my nose. She has to put up with so much affection for me.
And
her tail. I used to be a massage therapist, so I try and give her little massages and stuff.
Doing the thing with the hands around the tail. I got it. Okay, she loves that. She loves it.
I have one other question, which is a little odd. Do you have time for that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so when I leave her alone, if there's food, she'll eat it. But now she has this tendency to eat cardboard boxes.
Okay.
Do you have a lot of cardboard boxes just randomly hanging around?
Well, no, I work out of my house, and when we do shipping, I have cardboard boxes ready to get packed and shipped.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. Okay.
Yeah, so there's usually
all of a sudden I had this boxes, like I had this
she,
like
she picks them up, takes them to the bedroom, chews the corners off them, and then comes back and gets another one.
Okay, so I don't know what your question is about this, but she's saying to me, what's the big deal? It's a cardboard box.
I just want to make sure it's not bad for her. And, like, I'm assuming she's just doing it because she's bored, but it seems like she shouldn't be eating cardboard.
The way it comes to me, the way she's saying it is, this is great. I love doing it. It's not a big deal.
Fabulous.
Her eating cardboard, also not a big deal.
You know, that was my clue. I was worried. Yeah.
No, it's paper. And it doesn't also, she says she's not swallowing it. She gets it wet in her mouth and then kind of spits it out. So,
that's nice. Okay.
So she's not, if she were eating and swallowing it, it would be an issue. She says she's not, and she does like doing it.
Okay, well, good then. I'm going to go kiss her on her undernose and
head
the tail.
That's cute. I was just going to say, thanks for the call, Lucia. And remember, when you're kissing that undernose, not only are you kissing nose, you're getting a little cardboard in there as well. Thanks, Lucia. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you.
I love that you picked up on her kissing her nose. And the shame attached to that. Did you hear that pause when you said it? You give her nose a lot of love. Why do you... I remember when we adopted our dog, my dad sent me an email because my dad, I would like to come back in my next life as one of my dad's dogs versus his children because the dogs get treated better. No comment, Dad, if you're listening, but whatever. So one of the things he said, though, is when you adopt a dog, he sent us an email and said, prepare for a love that you've never... What did he say? Prepare for a love that you can't imagine you'll experience. And my dad's like, he's a pretty deep guy. I mean, he's certainly been to therapy and, you know, he's got me as a son, so he's got to be somewhat deep. But I kind of thought he was crazy when he first said that, but I do understand that now. We get a little crazy in a way, don't you think?
I see it every day. Everybody does. But it's not a bad thing.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you ever think it can go too far? Like my mom went through a phase with one dog where she could not go anywhere without that animal. And it almost became like a security blanket.
It can definitely go too far. As long as it's healthy and there's balance in the relationship, that's great. But sometimes the soul contract dictates that there's going to be imbalance there so that you can learn from it. So taking the dog everywhere with you or not being able to go to sleep without petting your cat 500 times. And, you know, people get there's a few awkward things out there that people do.
But I think that's interesting that you said that. So you think sometimes the contract is started with the intention of there being imbalance, that's the lesson?
Mm-hmm. Well, that the imbalance occurs in the contract so that the human has to fix it. And in fixing it, the human grows.
Gotcha. And the opportunity is you may not fix it, because I use the term contracts all the time, like, you know, whether it's a relationship or a sibling relationship, or I think human beings have spiritual contracts beyond just their pets.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you need to renegotiate that contract because people aren't seeing certain clauses. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I totally agree. Or you didn't realize that there was a contract there that you really didn't want.
Exactly. So, because a contract, I feel like when people hear that, can sound like kind of an intense, not scary term, but like, it's not like you're locked into it for life, right? You can renegotiate. You can design it.
I disagree.
Oh, really? Tell me your thought.
Well, there's positive and negative. The positive ones you're locked into for life, but they're positive. They're beautiful. You know, it's you and I meeting and being like, wow, I love you. I love you. This is great. Let's do stuff together. You know,
right.
We're learning from each other and growing. But then there's negative soul contracts.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I might have said at some point, I am never going to allow myself to fail again, ever.
Mm.
You know, that's pretty negative, and you lock yourself into it until you get out of it.
Right. But that you've created that choice,
uh-huh.
Right? It's not like it came to you.
Right.
Right.
I created, or the person created this negative soul contract. So, yeah, I help people break those because you don't want those.
No.
You want the positive one.
Of course not. I love it. Guys, so if you want to know what your contract is with your pet or even your neighbor's pet, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Again, our number is 1-800-930-2819. My guest today, Danielle McKinnon, one of Bob Olson's top 10 psychics of the world, is joining us today. She's doing amazing readings. And don't forget, we're going to be giving away a $150 gift basket of fun stuff for your pets. It can be a cat, a dog. I don't know if they have other items.
Cat or dog.
Cat or dog. Okay, so go to the Facebook page, Dougal Fraser. Click like on the left-hand column. It'll say sweepstakes. You'll get all of the information. We're going to take a quick break because we want to get our calls totally organized and all that good stuff. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show. We'll be right back.
Make it okay. I swear I'll behave. You want it control.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba. And when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Hi, this is astrologer Stephanie Jones, and the seasons are changing. The sun is in Libra this month, a sign of partnership and balance. So instead of thinking of me, take your partner and go out dancing. Or go out dancing and find a partner. Call me at 323-369-8221 or visit my website at stephanie-jones.com and see where Libra brings the gift of partnership and sharing into your horoscope. That's 323-369-8221.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. This is Psychic Dougal Fraser. So exciting. My guest today, Danielle McKinnon. Again, I have to brag, Danielle, one of Bob Olson's top psychics of the world, joining us, connecting with your pets. Hey, if you want to get information on Danielle's work, go to DanielleMcKinnon.com. She's got a lot of fun stuff going on. How can people reach you, Danielle?
They can go to my website, DanielleMcKinnon.com. That's probably the easiest way. Or they can call my staff at 888-930-4448.
Good stuff. And don't forget, I'll put it up on my website. We'll put it on Facebook. And don't forget to upload your picture of your pet, cat or dog. The winner will receive a $150 gift basket from Premier of all fun stuff, all of my favorite products, and it's going to be super, super fun. But we want to go straight to the phones because they're ringing off the hook. So we have got Jill calling from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Good morning, Jill.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
So what's going on?
Well, I've had my rescue kitty, Butch. He's 10 years old. I got him from the pound. He's always been a fantastic cat, no behavioral issues ever. So my question is, Butch has started urinating in the apartment. And it's something he has never done before, and I don't know what to do to get him to stop doing that.
Okay.
That's the question without any of the backstory.
Okay. So I'm just going to connect with Butch real quick, and based on how I connect with Butch, I would say Butch's name fits Butch.
Yes.
That makes sense to you? I mean, this is not a dainty cat.
Correct. That is correct.
He definitely comes in like, hello, I am Butch.
Absolutely.
I can't relate to him at all.
I actually want to, I'm not sure that you know this, he's not feeling well.
So, yes, I do. I do know that.
Okay. Because I feel like the idea is that this is a behavioral issue, and it doesn't feel like such a behavioral issue. This feels like a physical issue that because he's not feeling well, rather than he's upset about something or there's a message here. Does that make sense to
you? Okay. Yes, that makes sense.
Okay, so as soon as I connect with him, it's interesting because the last call we did was physical as well. As soon as I connect with him, I'm getting this kind of like rock feeling in my abdomen. And it's kind of a full feeling, an uncomfortable feeling, a little bit like a crampy feeling. Have you done, now I'm really allergic to cats, so I don't know cat language and cat stuff, but I work with them all the time, but you just have to bear with me. There, you know how cats can lick their fur and they get a big fur ball in their tummy?
Yes.
Okay, so this is what it feels like has happened, but the fur ball has in fact moved down into his intestines.
Okay.
So what I'm going to suggest to you is that, A, you start giving him flaxseed oil, and, B, there is specific, like, supplements that you can give him that actually deal with that and remove that. It's like a specific kind of food or something, but that really deals with the fur ball in there. Because he just feels a lot of pressure, a lot of discomfort. It is making actual peeing uncomfortable as well. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. He's actually got a vet appointment today. This is the third appointment I've had because he's having other pain as well, like his back. If you touch his back, he's extremely sensitive, and no one has been able to tell me why. They've done every test on him, the blood test, everything, and the vet's like, I don't know what to tell you. I can't find anything. You know, I can't find what the issue is, but he's clearly in pain right now, and now the urinating has started.
Is there any, I don't know if cats...
It's all related. I actually feel like the pain in the back is related to the, you know, I'm talking about the pressure and the cramp and the uncomfortableness there. I feel like it's all related, and it's really great that you're taking him to the vet, because the vet is the one who can give you the specific kind of food or, I don't know what it is, it's something they eat that starts clearing things out.
Okay, fantastic.
Is there any way, I don't know if cats have kidneys, I'm not the pet psychic, but is there any way that that could be kidney stones? Because you said you felt like a stone in your stomach, and then I know, you know, that's a sensitive area on the back as well, like with humans. Is that possible, or am I a crazy person?
I don't think you're a crazy person any more than I already thought. But I'm going to say, it doesn't exactly feel like kidney stones to me, only because it would be moved over from where I'm feeling it.
Okay.
But I feel like you're reading it right. There's a thing in there, but the thing to me seems fur related. But I agree, but I don't agree, if that makes sense.
And just out of curiosity for people that are listening, so when our caller Jill's cat is peeing like that in the house and that's not normal, is that an animal's way of trying to get your attention?
It could be. In this instance, what I feel like it is it's just uncomfortable for him to have a full bladder, because the bladder is by the intestines. Like, everything's kind of out of whack in there because the intestines are full of not what they're supposed to be full of.
Huh.
Like, things are distended. But there's a little bit more. I also feel like you have to get him on some pretty major probiotics to start making everything healthy in there again, because it's not healthy.
Okay. Probiotics.
And then there's only one other thing. So have you had him? I don't even know. Okay, again, I don't know cat language. I don't know what the I'm not a vet, but I do see some very, very small parasites in there as well.
Hmm. Okay.
And
okay.
So have you looked into that at all?
No, but I will today. It's hard. I have 4 other cats in this house, and it's really like, you know, you get, not to get disgusting, but you can track your cat better with one litter box than one cat. I have 5.
But here's the thing. Wait. Here's the thing. I don't feel like those parasites are coming out in the poop. I feel like it's like a nest of parasites in the intestines. We got to clean up the intestines. That's what it comes down to. I mean, the intestines and the stomach and all that area in there. It's like almost infected. Has he been on antibiotics yet?
Yeah, he did a round of antibiotics the last time I took him to the vet, and he was having, and again, this is lovely, but his anal glands were infected.
Hmm.
I don't feel like that's related.
Okay.
That feels like a totally, like, immediately that was like, oh, no, different thing. That feels like its own thing. So I feel like he's probably going to end up on antibiotics again. All this pain is related. We've got some kind of parasite. I don't know what they are. Ask your vet. And then we've got this hair thing that's really kind of started a whole slew of problems, and that's why there's the low-grade infection that's going on as well.
Okay.
If we remove all the pain, like if I look aside from the pain, you have a very happy cat normally.
Yeah, he normally is. He's not himself lately, and it's bumming me out. I love him. He's my oldest one, so I want to do whatever I can for him.
Okay. I don't feel like this is going to result in surgery or anything like that. I see that there's like a question about that. I don't feel like that's what it is. It really can be. You can kind of holistically clear this up without going into the body.
Okay, that's very good. That makes me happy.
Well, Jill, we're all sending
powerful probiotics.
Yeah, and we're all sending good energy to Butch. I hope everything works out, so please let us know, okay?
I will. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Danielle.
Thanks for the call. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, so I have a question, Danielle, based on that call. I've had clients before who have had traumatic things happen in their life or big things kind of manifest, and they tend to all of a sudden something happens with their pet. I'm curious. Sometimes when a pet gets sick, do you think that is a reflection of the energy in the house or somehow related to what's going on in that person's life?
Yes. And it's a great question. A lot of people will ask me, why is all of this happening now?
Yeah.
A lot of animals will mirror the person's behavior, mm-hmm. or they will provide kind of like, well, I'm sick to make you slow down in your life because you're going, getting sick is often a message.
Right.
In that instance with the call we just did, it was more of a, regardless of the message, we got to deal with Butch right now in the moment.
Right.
And then we can start looking at the message, because that was a very uncomfortable cat. So the physical needed to be dealt with before the message could be looked at.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I know, and then I'm curious about this too. Like when we first, and I remember this as a kid when we would adopt a pet. What do you think? There's the energetically sometimes when a pet comes into a new home. I don't know if listeners have had this experience before. The first 2 months, there's this weird window where like Bernie suddenly had like all of these. He had to have medication, and we woke up one morning and he was bleeding from scratching himself. And David was like, "Oh my God, we got a bad dog." And I said, "No. A lot of times, dogs kind of it's almost like they freak out for the first couple of weeks, and then everything settles once they feel like connected." And it goes away. Have you ever noticed that pattern before?
I have. I look at it more like it's the two energies adjusting to each other, and dogs and cats and animals are also very empathic.
Mm.
So a lot of the time they'll take, it's almost like they take some of the negative energy that you're holding and they transmute it for you, but they transmute it through their body. So it's kind of like, all right, if we're going to be together, you can't be that unclear human, so I'm going to take some of that on, be a little uncomfortable. I'll dissolve it into the light for you. And then we can move together as a pair.
It's interesting when you talk about the pet's perspective, because when I think about that question, like with our dog, I always assume I get like totally namby-pamby, and I'm like, he doesn't know that he can stay here. He has to feel safe, so he's bleeding and testing us. But
you know what? There's two levels. There's the animal level, the dog level, the cat level, the physical level, where, you know, it is all about instinct and it is all about the physical. But then there's the soul level, and I tend to talk from the soul level. But you're right, that level exists as well.
Oh, it does. Okay.
You don't want to ignore it.
Right.
But I tend to go to the deeper level because I'm always looking at the messages and the purpose.
Guys, our guest today, Danielle McKinnon, just called me shallow. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I didn't.
I'm totally
can't exist without both levels.
I'm totally joking. So, Danielle, I know on October 26th, you have a class called Clarity and Grounding. Can you tell us about it quickly?
Yeah, it's a teleclass, so it doesn't matter where you are. You can sign up and participate, and the recording will be offered afterwards. And it's basically different, the viewpoint that we can't make any decisions, and we can't kind of do things really very well in our lives unless we are clear, balanced, and grounded.
Absolutely.
And people don't realize that. They think like, oh, no, I can just figure it out anyway, even though I'm totally nervous and anxious. No, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So the call is about teaching people how to recognize when they're not and giving them some kind of cool and funky ways to start getting themselves that way.
I love that. So, guys, if you want to get more information on that, please go to DanielleMcKinnon.com. Don't forget to upload your pet's pictures on the Facebook page so you can win the $150 gift basket from Premier. I'm Dougal Fraser. We're going to take a quick break. We'll try to take more calls. We'll be right back.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
Hi, this is astrologer Stephanie Jones, and the seasons are changing. The sun is in Libra this month, a sign of partnership and balance. So instead of thinking of me, take your partner and go out dancing. Or go out dancing and find a partner. Call me at 323-369-8221 or visit my website at stephanie-jones.com and see where Libra brings the gift of partnership and sharing into your horoscope. That's 323-369-8221.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and
psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a seven-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba. And when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Hey, everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser. Welcome back. Oh, my God, this hour is going by so quickly. My guest today, again, is animal intuitive Danielle McKinnon. So exciting. And I quickly have to say, guys, I'm going to be in Dallas on October the 30th. You can come to my psychic development workshop. If you want more information, call 1-877-936-8425 or go to my website. I'll also be on Good Morning Texas on Halloween. Hey, and I'll also be on Good Day LA on October the 26th. Good stuff. We're going to go straight to the calls. We have Kathy calling from Florida. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, thanks. Say hi to Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Kathy.
So what's going on in your life?
Well, I was just calling in to see if Danielle could tell me anything about my dog, Comet. I have a lot of pets, so I don't know what might happen, but I'm open to any of it.
Okay, can you give me a question to get an answer to?
Sure. First, I want to know if Comet can tell me anything about, you know, if she's unhappy at all or if she needs anything to be different. But I would love to know where she was before I got her. And she has a scar on her chest, if she can tell me anything about that.
Actually, well, the question that she started answering was about kind of her current situation.
Okay.
Basically, she's a very self-assured dog and comes through kind of like, yep, I know who I am, I know what I'm doing. But it's very, 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 very chaotic in your house, yes?
We have a lot of pets, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of movement, a lot of energy, a lot of feet, in fact. And you have varied pets. You don't just have dogs, do you?
No, I have cats and a bird.
Yeah.
I just have Thomas, the only dog.
Okay. There's a lot of movement. So in terms of is Comet happy? Yep, Comet's pretty happy in general, but what Comet would like is a space of her own.
Good to know.
And so that would be like, and really she wants kind of like her own corner. She wants you to call it her own corner. It's not that she's selfish or needs or wants everything to be her own. She just wants an area a little bit away from it all that she can say, this is my spot. And I keep seeing like a tufted, silky, mustard color, large pillow. So, I mean, it's kind of like what a king would have. So you might want to find kind of a pretty, not a functional, but more of a pretty pillow to put for the bed.
Oh, my goodness. She wants it to be pretty.
Yeah. Function, you know, it's kind of like women in heels. They look really good. They're hard to walk in.
So basically what you're saying is that Comet is a total diva.
A little bit. but in an unassuming way. She wants this, but she doesn't want to be too pushy about it, but she does want this.
That sounds like Comet. She's very sweet.
Yeah, very sweet, but it is important to her to have her own space, and she wants you to call it her space, so come up with a name for it, like go to your space or go to your spot, you know, make it very special for her because you do a good job of spreading the love, but everybody else kind of has their own space except her, she says.
Oh.
Comet's corner.
She wants her own room.
Can you imagine? I love it. Well, thanks for the call, Kathy. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay, so now we just had Comet, the dog that needed all that special attention. But I thought that was kind of interesting, too. So dogs, you think, actually want their own personal space?
Well, this one did. Comet did.
Comet did.
Not all. although, you know, for a long time I thought my dog, one of my dogs, didn't want her own space. And then she's like, I do. I want my own bed.
Yeah.
You know? And so, but no, it's different for every dog. It just depends on, you know, personality and its soul contract. It's different.
A lot of people I noticed, you know, because I was promoting on Facebook that you were coming back, because you've been on the show before, and that you were coming in, and people were emailing in. And a lot of questions, and even amongst our friends, people seem really interested in where their pet was beforehand. And it's almost, I know David's always like, do you think Bernie was on the streets? Do you think he struggled? You know, he makes it this like, you know.
But here's the thing. Everybody does that.
Why is
that? Everybody makes up this romantic, hardened story of where their pet was before and what it was like. But the thing is, animals live in the present moment.
Right.
And easily 95% of them do not care. They don't want to talk about the past. They care about now. They care about what's happening. They care about helping their human now. They want. So it's very rare.
They don't want to talk about the past. That sounds like my mother.
Right. They're like, oh, it was here and I was there. Because what does that do? That just elicits that human reaction in us. Oh, my God, I feel so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that changes the whole relationship.
Human beings seem to want to believe that they have rescued this animal from, you know, under a bridge, you know.
But a lot of the time they have.
Right.
Except the problem is, if a human interacts with an animal and that human is always feeling bad for and worried about that animal, that shifts the relationship and prevents the relationship from growing.
Tell me about that. What do you mean that shifts the relationship? Because they are projecting the animal as being needy?
No, because they're in a negative. So feeling bad, feeling guilty, feeling pity, feeling sadness for an animal, or just feeling these emotions, this is a negative emotion. So then you're always dealing with your dog when you're in a negative emotion.
Mm.
That's not going to be the most healthy relationship.
Actually, we just got a cool email question, instant feedback question from CBS New Sky Radio. Sharon in Palm Beach says, I have a 5-year-old poodle who I adore. She's the love of my life, but I worry about her all the time. This is perfect. She's jumped our fence and run away 4 times in the last year, and I wonder if she's not happy with me. Why does she run away? It's really funny because David will say this. In the summer, we take our dog to New York, and my dad has a really big property and no fence. And if Bernie gets out, he runs. And it really doesn't freak me out because he'll come back. And David's like, why does he run from us? He doesn't like us.
I take it personally. I'm like, don't we feed you? Don't we love you? I mean, I know it's not that.
And am I correct in thinking for Sharon and Palm Beach or for us, when a dog sees an open space, it's like, open space, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My dog did that the other day. My dog left, and I shouldn't have a collar on, and I was doing sessions, and then I finished my sessions, and I get a call from my staff, my receptionist, and she's like, I have your neighbor on the line. And I guess my dog had gone, walked around his house, walked down the street, and she came back at 6:01 for dinner. I didn't take it personally. He just went, you know, dogs, that's what they do. They, you know, they're like, cool, open space. But it's not usually, and I mean, I can only speak from experience. I haven't run into it being I don't like you and this is a sign that I want to leave.
I
haven't run into an animal saying that. It's more like, all right, I got to get away from your anxiety.
Right.
I gotta take a break, you know, something like that.
I just want to go out with the boys. When we were growing up, we had a dog named Gladys who was a basset hound, and we lived about 2 blocks away from a train station. This is an honest-to-God true story. And one day we got a call from the Long Island Railroad saying your dog got on the train and is headed toward the city. And it went one stop. And Gladys was one of those dogs where basset hounds move really slowly, and she was an older dog. And so you'd stand in the yard and she'd be like, da-da. And you'd think there's no way she can run away, but if you were doing stuff, you'd forget, and she'd get pretty far. And she actually got on the train.
But it's not personal. They just follow the energy.
Of course.
You hear about that dog that participated in the Boston Marathon?
No.
The Boston Marathon went right by someone's house. A golden retriever was like, cool, and participated, made it all the way to the end, through the finish line. There were pictures. Everyone was like, oh, whose dog is this? And then they found out the dog had done almost the whole marathon.
It was just
the dog going with the energy. It wasn't personal.
I love that.
I know.
It's so hysterical. What kind of dog do you have?
I have a chocolate lab,
Oh. And
I have a boxer mix.
Oh, so cute.
Yes, they're very, very sensitive.
Just like Mama?
No. not like any. No one in my my family is sensitive. Come on now.
And I have to say, guys, if you're listening, this is a little premature, but next year in June, Danielle and I are going to be teaching an event together in Mountain View, California, which is going to be super, super exciting. We met last year when we spoke together at the Omega Institute with John Holland, which was super fun. So you can look forward to that. And I want to talk again. Don't forget, go to the Facebook page, upload your photo of your pet. Someone is going to win a $150 gift basket, which is going to be super fun. And Danielle, before we wrap things up, again, please let people know how they can reach you.
They can reach me through my website, DanielleMcKinnon.com, or if they want a more direct route, they can call 888-930-4448.
And don't forget, guys, we'll put it up on my Facebook page. You can also find her there, and we'll archive the show as well. And you have to come back so that you can talk about your pets because it's super exciting, and I love it. And I want to know, though, if people want just a traditional reading with you, you do that as well, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
I do people and pets. I do just regular old human readings as well.
I do people and pets. That sounds unique.
Yes.
And, guys, once again, don't forget, I will be in Dallas on October the 30th doing a psychic development workshop. It's limited to 14 people. You can call 1-877-936-8425 to get more information or go to DougalFraser.com. I'll also be on Good Morning Texas on Halloween, October the 31st. And I keep forgetting, you can also see me in California on Good Day LA on October the 26th. It's a very busy month. Things are happening. It's all going crazy. Danielle, I adore you. Thank you for coming on the show.
I love being on the show. Thank you.
We have to do it again. Pet readings for everyone. Guys, I hope you had a great day. I will talk to you next week.